Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about friendships. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H where the speaker first met their friend. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H why the speaker values this friend. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Jack and I have had some of our most formative experiences together. After leaving school, we spent a month travelling round Europe by train, one of the most exhilarating times of my life ever. It was particularly good because I was with Jack, who always sees the silver lining in anything. So even when we missed our connection and had to spend the night on a cold, dark station, we somehow still managed to have a good time. Talking about life, the universe and everything. If it hadn't been for my cousin, we might never have met, though. They went to school together, and we got to know each other when I was staying with her once.
Speaker 2.
Why do I feel so close to Karen? On first impressions, I think most people find us rather unlikely friends. She's into loads of different kinds of sport, and I'm not at all. We've totally different tastes in music, and our jobs are completely different. She's a nurse, and I'm a computer programmer. But somehow we've always got on ever since the day we got to know each other on a beach in Spain, where both our families were spending the same fortnight. And our friendship has somehow been cemented by the fact that we share the dream of emigrating to Canada. We spend lots of time discussing how best to do this, and things are beginning to fall into place now.
Speaker 3.
Paul is without doubt my best friend. I've got other friends who I've known for far longer, a couple since primary school even, but I still feel that Paul and I are far more on the same wavelength. Maybe because we both had the same terrible Saturday job. It was really hard work delivering leaflets. We had these heavy bags to carry, and it always seemed to be cold and wet, and the pay was dreadful. Anyway, that's probably what bonded us. We knew each other a bit before that. We'd met at a mutual friend's birthday do. But I wouldn't say we were close at first. Now we spend most of our weekends together, and I'd never make any big decisions without discussing them with Paul first.
Speaker 4.
I'm glad you're going to meet Susie at my party this Friday. I'm sure you'll find you've got lots in common. You're both keen horse riders for a start. That's not something I share with her, of course. But she and I have shared all our hopes and worries ever since we first made friends watching our brothers play for their school's football team. That would have been when we were about 12 or 13 years old, I guess. She never complains when I'm moaning about how much work I've got to do, and she's always the first person I turn to when I need sensible advice over some problem or another.
Speaker 5.
You ask me who my best friend is. Once upon a time, not so long ago, I'd have said that Tom was. He's got such a wicked sense of humour and is brilliant company. But recent events have shown him not to be such a loyal friend as I'd imagined. He passed on a secret I'd shared with him, and I felt a bit let down. Anyway, now I think I'd say it's Ben. We got talking when we were on a long railway journey a couple of years ago and have kept in touch. We don't meet all that often, but it's always good when we do. I particularly appreciate the way he always tells me exactly what he thinks. Not many people do that.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
Jack and I have had some of our most formative experiences together. After leaving school, we spent a month travelling round Europe by train, one of the most exhilarating times of my life ever. It was particularly good because I was with Jack, who always sees the silver lining in anything. So even when we missed our connection and had to spend the night on a cold, dark station, we somehow still managed to have a good time, talking about life, the universe and everything. If it hadn't been for my cousin, we might never have met, though. They went to school together, and we got to know each other when I was staying with her once.
Speaker 2.
Why do I feel so close to Karen? On first impressions, I think most people find us rather unlikely friends. She's into loads of different kinds of sport, and I'm not at all. We've totally different tastes in music, and our jobs are completely different. She's a nurse, and I'm a computer programmer. But somehow we've always got on ever since the day we got to know each other on a beach in Spain, where both our families were spending the same fortnight. And our friendship has somehow been cemented by the fact that we share the dream of emigrating to Canada. We spend lots of time discussing how best to do this, and things are beginning to fall into place now.
Speaker 3.
Paul is without doubt my best friend. I've got other friends who I've known for far longer, a couple since primary school even, but I still feel that Paul and I are far more on the same wavelength. Maybe because we both had the same terrible Saturday job. It was really hard work delivering leaflets. We had these heavy bags to carry, and it always seemed to be cold and wet, and the pay was dreadful. Anyway, that's probably what bonded us. We knew each other a bit before that. We'd met at a mutual friend's birthday do, but I wouldn't say we were close at first. Now we spend most of our weekends together, and I'd never make any big decisions without discussing them with Paul first.
Speaker 4.
I'm glad you're going to meet Susie at my party this Friday. I'm sure you'll find you've got lots in common. You're both keen horse riders for a start. That's not something I share with her, of course. But she and I have shared all our hopes and worries ever since we first made friends watching our brothers play for their school's football team. That would have been when we were about 12 or 13 years old, I guess. She never complains when I'm moaning about how much work I've got to do, and she's always the first person I turn to when I need sensible advice over some problem or another.
Speaker 5.
You ask me who my best friend is. Once upon a time, not so long ago, I'd have said that Tom was. He's got such a wicked sense of humour and is brilliant company. But recent events have shown him not to be such a loyal friend as I'd imagined. He passed on a secret I'd shared with him, and I felt a bit let down. Anyway, now I think I'd say it's Ben. We got talking when we were on a long railway journey a couple of years ago and have kept in touch. We don't meet all that often, but it's always good when we do. I particularly appreciate the way he always tells me exactly what he thinks. Not many people do that.
That's the end of part 4.